We continue our learning Le'ilinish, Mastavi ben Menachem, Rosh Hashem, Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We're in Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Now, we already mentioned that on Shalosh Regalim, we bring the Karbanos of Olas Re'iyah, the Karban Ola, Yero'eh, calls the Chorcha, that is completely burnt. And that's what the Mishnah calls Re'iyah, as we'll see, for short. And the Shalmei Chagiga, which the Mishnah will hear, will call Chagiga. These two Karbanos don't have a particular shear. You can spend as much money as you like on these animals. The Torah says, "Ish kimatanas yado kiverkas Hashem alokecha shanos aloch." Whatever person wants to give as a gift in Parshas Re'eh, it says for these karbanos, it's acceptable. Nonetheless, the Chachamim gave a minimum shear. And that's a machlokas beisham beisilel. What's the minimum shear required for the re'iyah, for the olas re'iyah, and for the shalmei chagiga? So beisham ayomrim hare'iyah shtei kesef v'chagiga ma'a kesef. So we're going to see that they have the reverse opinions. Beisham is of the opinion that the re'iyah, the olas re'iyah, we spend two ma'os of kesef. Now a ma'a, six ma'a equal a dinar or a zuz. So six ma'a and four dinar or four zuz equal a sela. So just to recognize what coin we're talking about. So two ma'os of kesef should be spent minimally to buy the olas re'iyah, that karban, that's going to be Baruch Shalosh Regalim, the Karban Ola, a minimum. And the Chagiga Ma'a Kesef. Less, says Beis Shammai, you only have to spend a minimum of a Ma'a, one Ma'a, once again, six Ma'a equal a dinar, four Zuz equal a Sela. The Chagiga Re'iyah, two Kesef, two Ma'os of Kesef, and the Chagiga, one Ma'a of Kesef. So that means the Karban Shlomim that we bring on the Regel to fulfill the mitzvah of Chagiga, you have to spend a minimum of one Ma'a of Kesef. Why is that so? So Beis Shammai would hold that the Ola, you have to spend more money because it's Kulo L'Gavoa. The whole thing is for Hashem. The whole thing is burnt. Of course, we should spend more money on the Ola than on the Olas Re'iyah than on the Shalmei Chagiga. So that's why the Ola is two Kesef. And the Shlomim, the Chagiga, is one Ma of Kesef. Uve Silomrim, no, the opposite. Hare'iyah Ma Kesef, v'Chagiga Shtei Kesef. The Olas Re'iyah, you only have to spend minimally one Ma to buy that animal. The Chagiga, a minimum of two silver coins, two Ma'os. Why? Because Shalmei Chagiga, it's true the Olas Re'iyah goes to Hashem, but at the end of the day, Shalmei Chagiga has to be eaten. Part of it goes on the Mizbeach, part of it, the Kohanim eat part of it, and the people, the family is going to, the Baal is going to eat some of it. And therefore we spend more money, according to Beis Hillel, on the Chagiga, two Kesef, and the Re'iyah, only one Ma of Kesef. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Besides the Olas Re'iyah that we bring, there are other Olas that are brought on Yontif, and those are, they're not obligatory, they're voluntary. Nedarim and Nedavos. Now, people may have donated a Karban 2 months ago, but they're not going to make a special trip to the Beis HaMikdash. So they come, when they're coming on the Regalim already, they're going to bring their Nedarim and Nedavos. We mentioned in the past, a Neder is where a person says, Hare Alai Ola, let's say. I take upon myself to bring an Ola, and if something happens to that animal, you have to replace it because you took it upon yourself. That's a neder. A nedava is where you say, aharezu ola. This particular animal is an ola. If something happens to the animal, it's lost, it's stolen, it dies, whatever, I don't have to replace it because I said aharezu ola. I didn't take it upon myself as a neder, but rather a nedava for a specific animal. The animal's not here anymore. I don't have to bring it. Those karbanos were brought on the Shalosh Regalim as well. You're already coming to the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing is that nedarim and nedavos could only be brought on Chol HaMoed. You can't bring them on Yom Tov. When it comes to the Olas Re'iyah, though, that we've mentioned, that according to Beis Hillel, we'll see later, can be brought on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai disagrees, but Beis Hillel allows on Yom Tov, Rishon Lechatchila, you should bring it on the first day, as in brought on Yom Tov Rishon, so then you'll bring it on Chol HaMoed. But Nedarim and Nedavos, according to Beis Hillel, we don't allow to be brought on Yom Tov, can only be brought on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah begins like this. Olos ba moed, the karbonos ola on Moed. And this is true whether the Olos are the Nedarim and Nedavos, the donated Karbanos, or the Olas Re'ia, which is the obligatory Karban. So they're brought on the Moed, which means Moed for Olas Re'ia means even on the Moed. And when it comes to the Nedarim and Nedavos, means only on the Moed, mean only on Chol HaMoed. But either way, Ba'os min HaChulin. They are brought from Chulin. Now, what this means is as follows. You can't spend Maser Sheni money. Maser Sheni, a person, and we've mentioned this, a person on the first, second, and fourth, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, of the Aveda years, Aleph, Beis, Dalet, and Hay, or when we bring Maser Sheni. Maser Ani is brought in the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So Maser Sheni, we bring our produce to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. And if it's too much to schlep, so we redeem it onto coins. We do pidyon Maser Sheni, and we bring the coins to Yerushalayim. So we come to Yerushalayim with Maser Sheni coins. You're supposed to use those coins. They're holy. You're supposed to use them to buy, ideally to buy food, to buy karbanos. So the Mishnah here is teaching us that you cannot, when it comes to the Olos B'moed, when we speak about these karbanos, the Nedarim and Nedavos, or the Olas Re'ia, you cannot use Maser Sheni. You have to use chulin. That's what it means. Since these are obligatory karbanos, either because you made a donation, or because in the past, a couple of months ago, or because it's the olas ria of shalosh regalim. So the halacha is based on the Mishnah Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, kol davar shebechova eino ba elamana chulin. Anytime you have something obligatory, you have to bring it from chulin, from non-sacred coins, for money. And therefore, you can't use maser sheni money to buy these things. So that's when the Mishnah says, olos b'moed, all of these karbanos, olos b'os min achulin, cannot use maser sheni money to purchase those animals. V'hashlamim, and the shalmei simcha, this is not the shalmei chagiga, this is the shalmei simcha. Remember, if we didn't have enough food from enough meat from the shalmei chagiga, so we'd bring additional karbanos for simcha v'samachta b'chagecha, which for shalmei simcha. Here the Mishnah says those shlamim, those extra karbanos to fill in for the shalmei chagiga, if there wasn't enough meat for everyone, then that is min hamaser. That you can use kesef maser sheni to purchase. No problem to buy those animals in Yerushalayim from kesef maser sheni and bring the shalmei simcha. Then the Mishnah says, yom tov harishon shel Pesach. What about the shalmei chagiga? So that is not the shalmei simcha. Those aren't additional. It's not additional karbanos. It's not the karban ola, but it's the shalmei chagiga that you bring, and it says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, but it can mean even the Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, of another Chag as well, or Shavuos, that we're supposed to bring Shalmei Chagiga. What about that? Can that be brought from Kesef Maser Sheni, or only from Chulin money, only from non-sacred coins? So Beishamai Yomim Min HaChulin, Beishamai is strict and says it can only be brought from Chulin. It's a Karban Chova, it's an obligatory Karban, the Shalmei Chagiga. And therefore, you have to use chulin money. You can't use maser sheni money. Uveisilol omim min hamaser. Beisilol says you can use maser money. Now, the Gemara says that Beisilol's intent is the following, that you're allowed to join together money of maser sheni along with the ma'os kesef of chulin and buy an animal for shalmei chagiga, which means what? Since I'm already, we think of the previous Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, I'm supposed to use two ma'os of kesef to buy the chagiga. So let's say I want to buy even a more expensive animal. So more than two kesef. So Beis Hillel says, that's what Beis Hillel means, b'na ma'aser. That once you've already spent, you're spending two coins of chulin, which is the minimum amount. If you want to add additional coins of ma'aser sheni to buy a nicer animal, to buy a bigger animal, so that would be acceptable. Because after all, you've spent the minimum amount already of the two ma'os kesef. However, that's only for the shalmei chagiga. For an olas re'ia, as we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, you can't join maser sheni at all. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, who says you're supposed to spend a minimum of a ma'a of kesef on olas re'ia, you can't say, oh, I'm going to spend a ma'a of kesef for an olas re'ia. Then I'm going to buy a nicer ola. I'm going to add on a little bit more of maser sheni money. No, that you can't do. The ola must be completely from chulin, but the shalmei chagiga can be from a combination, as long as you have the minimum amount of most kesef from chulin, you can add of kesef maaseh sheni, and of course shalmei simcha can be completely from chulin. Why can't you add on to the coin of the olas re'ia coin and then onto that ma of kesef and add on some extra kesef maaseh sheni? Because the whole animal is burnt on the mizbeach. It says. The pasuk says, "V'nasata kesef b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha." When it comes to your kesef maaseh sheni, v'achal tasham. You can only use kesef maaseh sheni for something potentially you're going to eat. So then maybe shalmei simcha. We understand shalmei chagiga. Even there, we understand. But olas re'iyah, there's no v'achal tasham. So you can't use kesef maaseh sheni for something that is not going to be eaten. Now, why the Mishnah chose to mention Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach when the halach that we're discussing, the Shalmei Chagiga is brought on the first day on Shavuos or on the first day of Sukkot. So the reason we mentioned Pesach is to distinguish between the carbon, the holiday of Pesach, when I'm bringing the Shalmei Chagiga, and the other Chagiga, what's called the Chagigas Yudalid, which is brought and slaughtered on Erev Pesach. Not to confuse the two. The Shalmei Chagiga is the obligatory carbon that we get to eat part of on the Shalosh Regalim. The Chagigas Yudalid, if you remember from Sochim, is what's brought on the 14th. If we see that there's not going to be enough Korban Pesach, so that I'm not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach for dessert, I want to have it for, and I need to fill myself up on something else, so that when I eat the Korban Pesach, I eat it al hasova, we bring the Chagigas Yudalit, which is not an obligatory carbon. It's a carbon that's there in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova when you're satisfied, when you're full for dessert. And therefore, so one of the reasons why is so we don't break any bones. We were trying to have it, or we're not allowed to break a bone, so therefore we're supposed to be full pretty much before we eat the Korban Pesach. So that's why the Mishnah mentions Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, to distinguish between that, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Chagigas Yudalit of Erev Pesach.